around saying that they have an exclusive interview with American Idol contestant Diana DeGarmo, who is from Snellville, when in reality, all they did was they took an old interview that they had done with her, chopped it up, and asked new questions. So they would say, how are you feeling today? And then it would be from a past interview, her going, good. And for some reason, the station who told us about it was afraid to out them on the air because they thought that their audience would get mad. Like, women couldn't handle the fact that they were calling out another radio station.
Chicks don't like radio station wars, I guess.
I think
like
that's kind of misogynistic, don't you think? It's a little chauvinistic to deal... I mean, if you are... You know, women are not...
Women are catty.
But you know what? Hey, watch it. You know what? they faked an interview. Call them out on it.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So we said... And so they told us, like, that we got contacted about it, and so we immediately went on the air and started talking about it. It's fascinating that you would do that, you know, that you would take an old interview and cut it up, and that, you know, the Don Miller Morning Show would never, ever, ever do anything like that. And we know that American Idol is not something that's, you know, something that our audience cares about, but I am friends with the host of that show, Ryan Seacrest.
A former Georgian. Atlanta.
Former Georgian. I'm down with them. We used to, run together. We were big marathon runners. No, I'm just kidding. But we were buddies back in the day. And I was thinking yesterday after the show, I was like, why would we ever air an old interview with someone or cut up something when I can get the real deal? So just to prove a point, why don't I call my boy Ryan and be like, hey, what's up? You want to come on the air with us?
Yeah.
Prove that we would never play an old interview or cut up something. We don't need to fake things on this show.
Because when stations do that kind of stuff, it harms us as a business. So you've got, even if it's Star, which is a lame-ass station, but them doing that makes people look at us in a different light because we try to constantly go, all right, we deliver what we say we're going to deliver. If we have a live interview, we have a live interview.
Yeah, and that's what separates us from the pack is that we can get whoever we want on the air whenever we want, if we want to.
You know why? Because I got him in my cell phone.
Jimmy's got him in his cell phone. I have got, you know, deep posse. You know, if I want someone from... If I want Everyone Loves Raymond, you like the show?
Yeah.
Yeah, I love the show.
Patricia Heaton's on tomorrow.
Awesome.
If we were on the air.
Can you get Joey Lawrence?
Got him yesterday.
Right.
Got him yesterday, Crash.
Who hung up on him yesterday.
Who else you want?
Kevin Smith.
Had him. Had him. Gave him some Twinkies. He enjoyed them. Nice. Tried to eat my hand afterwards because he wasn't satisfied.
Jenny McCarthy?
8 o'clock today. What else do you want?
Jesus, you're good.
So, like I said, it was time to call my boy Rai, the Seaman, and say what's up. So, to prove to you that we're not faking it and that we would never air an old interview and that we would never cut anything up and everything's live and in effect, let's go to my man Ryan Seacrest right now.
New Rock 99X, Barnes, Leslie, and Jimmy. Ryan Seacrest on the Morning X.
People listening in Atlanta know that
it's so funny to see you guys because I'm closing my eyes picturing your voices as I would listen to when I grew up. Go ahead, sorry.
People in Atlanta know that you were DJ in Atlanta, and now you do a very successful afternoon show in Los Angeles, and I heard you just signed a 3-year deal. Congratulations.
I did. Thank you. Thanks so much.
And so, you know, radio being your first love, I mean, the TV thing is working out really well. What if, like, after American Idol, you got a big TV offer to do a sitcom or something?
Well, not that funny, so I know that I don't have to worry about that.
We're talking to Ryan Seacrest. Do the rumors get on your nerves? Because now that you get in the spotlight, you're on the most successful show now on TV in the reality genre. I mean, really it is. And, you know, you hear stuff about yourself, you see stuff about yourself in magazines, and all the speculation about this, that, or the other. Does that just piss you off and bum you out?
Straight stuff.
Well, there's stuff about a relationship with Simon.
No, it doesn't bother... Actually, it doesn't bother me. I've become pretty thick-skinned.
I mean, you seem like you take it in stride. I mean, that's why I wanted to ask. I mean,
but
you seem
so
like
many
you
things.
Do.
Well, there are so many things that you can pick apart. When it comes to me, there are so many things to make fun of, so I need to be ready for a handful of them.
But you're having success, and that's why those people are coming forward and making fun of you. I mean, you're having success on a large scale, which makes you a larger target.
Which is fine.
Talking to Ryan Seacrest from American Idol. The other night, I was like, really like that girl with the red hair.
Vanessa Oliveres is the woman you're talking about.
My favorite part of the show is when you and Simon are bitch slapping each other back and forth, so keep that up.
We'll try and do that. Hey, listen, if you have any good one-liners for him, email me. I'll be happy to throw them on the air.
You guys are just back and forth. That's good stuff.
Thanks for having me on.
Ryan Seacrest on the Morning X 99X.
Thanks, Ryan, man, and I appreciate you coming on the show and proving a point for us. And you know what? We'll get together soon. Whatever. play tennis or something. It is the Don Miller Morning Show with the Beastie Boys and 99X.
99. It's the 99X News Pile.
7:45, 99X, time for the News Pile, brought to you by The Day After Tomorrow. Opening today in theaters everywhere. Sunny in 85, rain coming in tonight, and apparently rain and thunderstorms over the weekend. 72 now. Well, a decade of searching for the real killer. OJ wants to mark the 10th anniversary of his ex-wife, Nicole Brown's murder on June 12th by making a killing of the financial sort. Now, according to the Star, Simpson's attorney has been shopping paid interviews with OJ to the tune of $100,000. That's for TV, $25,000 for print. For really big bucks, OJ, who presumably has been searching for Nicole's real killer for the past decade, would be happy to pose at the Brentwood crime scene or at his ex-wife's gravesite.
Jesus Christ.
The attorney figures a cemetery snapshot would be worth $500,000.
Oh, good for OJ. Good for OJ.
Good for OJ.
Hell, anyway. I mean, what's going to happen to him?
Now, doesn't the money he makes still have to go to the Goldman family?
Yeah, that's what I don't understand. I thought he couldn't profit off this.
Oh.
I mean, seriously.
There are ways around
that. I mean, is it because...
Do you think any network or cable station would pay him $100,000 to go on TV and talk?
Yes,
I don't. Because he goes on TV all the time. He was on BET talking about it. He's done radio stuff.
Yes, here's why.
I don't think he's getting paid.
People would watch.
Oh,
come on,
so.
I'd watch
Court TV. Give him a call.
I'd watch it, and absolutely.
I mean, he's been on local radio before, so
yeah. But this is the 10th year anniversary. It's going to be all over TV. Exclusive this, exclusive that. Can you see him like posing on the cover of Ebony magazine, kneeling next to her grave in a nice new suit?
That'd be so funny.
I mean, it really is full circle. Oh,
it'd be funnier than Ron Goldman's mustache. If he's getting any money from OJ, you'd think he'd trim the Raleigh finger stash, by the way. Ron Goldman, that guy looks crazy. That whole thing is just crazy.
Fred Goldman,
my bad.
Ron Goldman's mustache isn't growing too fast.
it's made of maggots.
Oh, God.
What?
Nothing.
Oh, he's dead. I got the name wrong. I was making fun of myself.
I know. No, the maggots thing made me laugh.
All right.
Talk about road rage. Here's a woman from New York City who got so mad that her BMW was being towed that she rode the running board of the tow truck for 2 miles while continuing to argue with the driver.
Good for her.
Mm-hmm.
I've always wanted to take revenge on the tow truck drivers. So, I've always fantasized about it.
Because it sucks when you catch them. Like, I had a guy that had not quite hooked up yet, and the guy was in the process. I'm like, oh, dude, please, you know, whatever. It's like, oh, I'm already in the process of hooking up. He could have totally been cool, but nope. Boom, bang, gone.
They give you the crap about, once it's hooked up, we're not allowed to. That's bull crap because they're private company. They're not going to release your car because they don't make any money if they don't tow you.
Right.
Anybody can get anybody towed. Have you ever been to a tow yard to recover your car from? Is there any place more awful than the towing yard? How the people who work there?
Oh, no. Yeah, it's terrible. Crash just got towed last weekend from my apartment complex. I've always doing so.
Oh, I mean, literally, though, can you call somebody on the spot and go, hey, we want to have Fat Kid's car towed because it's in the wrong spot, and they'll come out and do it?
If it's posted. It has to be posted.
Has to be posted?
Does it?
I think, it has to. There's laws. Like, there has to be a warning posted, and that, obviously, you would have to own the property.
I would imagine that if you did that, you could get in trouble by the law, but I'll bet that a towing company, if you just called, Joe's towing company and said, have this car towed, what do they care? They're not breaking. You'd be the one breaking the law, and if I'm wrong, correct me, but all they care about is towing a car and somebody paying the $75 to get it released from the tow yard.
You haven't been towed in a while.
Yeah, what happened at your apartment complex? Were there warnings there?
There's a couple signs. I mean, not very well posted. My apartment complex is also only about, I think there's 7 visitor spots, and there's about couple hundred units, so it's not exactly the most convenient place to park.
And you're not going to make a scene down at the tow yard, even though they're going to scratch up your car, because they're all, they got all kinds of guns, but
they'll shoot
they're
you.
All armed.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
With bats, and if they don't shoot you, there's bats, and
there's always a big dog bowl out front. You know there's just 2 huge Rottweilers somewhere.
Yeah, because people show up there all the time, constantly fighting mad.
Well, so. In fairness, there are few, you know, when you think about places where you are guaranteed to encounter hostility, one would be like the baggage service desk at the airport where you go for lost luggage. You know, nobody walks into that room in a good mood, and a tow yard. Like, nobody shows up there happy
when
to be
Crash
there.
Picked up, here's the gall of the people at the tow yard. When Crash went to pick up his car, they, his car, you know, was a loaner because he does an endorsement and has all these stickers all over it. And they found out he worked for 99X. And the guy behind the counter had the gall to ask him for a Linkin Park CD.
after he
took the money.
Yeah. I got one for you, Crash.
Yeah, and I got to give it to him because the guy was a big 300-pound black guy going, hey, man, I love Linkin Park, man. And I'm like, okay, yeah, sure, whatever. $125 later. You know,
Let me hook you up, man. Thanks so much, dude, for throwing me and making me pay. That's great. Yeah, what can I do for you?
Appreciate you dragging my car out of your spot, too.
I've told this story before, but when I first moved here, you know, being single and not really taking care of things, I got pulled over going to the first game of the World Series. I had a friend in from out of town. He was really excited. We're going to the World Series, whatever. Or maybe it wasn't the World Series, but it was like one of the games leading up to the World Series. We get down there. I cut a cop off. Not only did I cut him off, he pulled me over. I had an expired tag, expired driver's license, and he's like, you know what? I'll let you go to the game, but I'm taking the car right now. Because he could have taken me to jail, basically. Right. So, totally takes my car. That is the most dismal experience. And,
oh, it's off.
Yeah, but luckily, the tow...
Oh, because expired tag, expired license.
Yeah, but luckily the tow yards are usually located in good parts of town.
Yeah. All right, we got to take a break, so let's go real quickly to this guy. Rick, you drive a tow truck?
Yes, I work for a record company.
Okay, here are the questions I have for you. If someone is going to tow your car and you catch them before they hooked it up, do they have to release your car?
No, after.
By law, I'm not sure. I just know that most of us, especially a lot of stuff gets towed at night. Most of us work off a commission. So, yeah, if the guy's out there and on a hookup, then he's probably going to want to proceed with the hookup. But if you're out there... You know, and you're then that kind of like breaches, you know, I mean, you're not abandoning your car because you're out there, so the guy can't really take off with it. But I don't know if by law if there's anything that can be done.
Okay. Also, could we call right now and just say there's a car outside that we want towed, even if it wasn't our property?
If you guys don't technically own, like if you guys have a manager or something, like I know Leslie's in management and stuff like that, she could probably call, you know, but the lot does have to be posted with some kind of record company usually puts up their sign, which we'd be happy to do that for you if you want.
Oh, well, that's very kind of you. Thank you. That would make up for all that hell you put me through. All right.
Usually what you can do if the guy's out there hooking up is just, you know, kind of...
Pay him off.
Yeah.
You pay him off. You give him, like, 40 bucks
exactly.
Personally.
Or even, like, you know, like, if I go out on a charge, out on a call... And don't end up doing anything. I try to charge like a $25 service call, so I'll get something out of it.
And Rick, real quickly, have you ever seen anything really get hairy and maybe even violent down at the tow yard? Like some guy walks in and you know things.
Yeah,
get
we've actually locked guys inside the gate. They've just come down there and been real jerks. You know, I don't want to get you guys in trouble with language, but they've just been real jerks. So we just walk them in the tow yard and call the cop.
There you go.
We do big records, like tractor trailers and stuff. We impound a lot of tractor trailers, and those guys come out.
That's my business. How dare you taking food out of me and my family's mouths. All right, well, we got to take a break. When we come back, we got Jenny McCarthy. This is the Don Miller Morning Show on 99X.
The Don!